The kingdom of God is like. How many times have we heard Jesus begin with that sentence? The kingdom of God is like. As if the only way to really know what the kingdom is by saying it is actually like something else. The kingdom of God is like. All you have to do is live in the South for a little while, and you know how this metaphorical like language phraseology thing works. That's the technical term for it. Metaphorical phraseology. Where us Northerners would say something like, wow, life is full of surprises. Here in the South, we take a simple phrase and we turn it so it has this metaphorical meaning. So we would say something like, life is like a box of or rather than saying something like, oh, I have a nasty cut, I've actually heard, I'm bleeding like a stuck. What?
In the South, we know what that means.
In the South, you know what that means. Or, instead of saying, I'm feeling antsy, it took me a long time to figure this one out, I heard, I'm like a cat on a hot tin. I've never seen a cat on a roof. But here in the South, cats act differently. The kingdom of God is like. Oh, I get it. Jesus is from the South. Why doesn't Jesus just say what the kingdom is? Why doesn't Jesus just tell us where X marks the spot? The kingdom of God is at the food pantry where families are being fed. The kingdom of God is happening when a predominantly white church and a predominantly black church come together for a worship service under a pavilion together. The kingdom of God is a group of people who stand against immigration policies so families aren't separated at borders. Why doesn't Jesus just come out and say it? Instead, we get these nonsensical parables about a sower who throws seed on asphalt and a shepherd who will leave 99 sheep in danger just to go after the one. Often, his listeners, after hearing what he says, goes home like some of us have gone home after church asking each other, do you know what that preacher was talking about today? I don't. Other times, it seems like Jesus is just playing around with his people. He's just naming ordinary objects and saying, the kingdom of God is like that and like that, like a net or a pearl or a coin or a merchant or a seed or a sower or a woman or a man or yeast. Why doesn't he just come out and say it? And then there's always some powerful hidden meaning underneath. But today's parable is not so exciting. The kingdom of God is like someone who scatters seed somewhere and then forgets about it and goes on with their lives. It doesn't matter if they're awake or they're asleep. And suddenly the seed takes root in the ground and it sprouts from seed to stalk to head to grain. And that's it. There's nothing profound going on in this parable, folks. There's no hidden meaning. There's no upside down message. If you ask a farmer or a gardener, this is about as interesting a story as you'd read in your fifth grade earth science book. There's nothing profound happening. It's just a day in the life of a plant, from a seed to a stalk to a head to a grain. It's as boring as a parable gets. I actually forgot this was in the Bible. Except, if we dig a little deeper, discover that the word to, the Greek word used to interpret this natural earth-producing process is the word automate. It's where we get the word automatic. The kingdom of God is like something that is automatic. Like how geese fly in a V. Or how our children have these built-in honing devices that know exactly where the most dangerous object in the room is. Or like how if you don't take care of your yard, these spinny helicopter seeds start floating on the breeze, ending up all over in your yard, and you have a few dozen volunteer trees that just pop up on their own. It's automatic. You know, the other day we walked outside and we have this 2.5-year-old peach tree. And one of the kids noticed that on it was its first peach. And so we look up and it is as ripe as the sunset. So we pluck that peach and we cut it up into little slices and everybody gets a taste. And for a moment I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is special. Except if the peach tree could talk, it would say, now, John, I'm a peach tree. What do you expect? I'm just doing what I have been created to do. Automatic. Inside this little by little, step by step, day-by-day process, inside the automatic rhythms of life's ordinary progressions, from seed to stalk to head to grain, the kingdom of God is like something that is automatic. It's just doing what it's been created to do. Yet every once in a while, God takes these ordinary seeds that we toss and forget about and does something extraordinary with it. Like the student who made the hard decision that after the junior year of high school, he was going to drop out. Until the last day when his teacher pulled him aside and said, you know, I'm really excited for you to graduate next year, to see what you will do with your education, to see how you can help change this world. It was a seed that got planted in him. And he says, after graduating college, that was the moment that changed my path. An ordinary word becoming extraordinary. Or have you ever sang one of those hymns you've sung a million times? But because something is going on in your life, there is a word that pops out like God is speaking directly to you, and it gets lodged in our throats. An ordinary becoming extraordinary. Of course, the extraordinary part is not up to us. All we can do is keep tossing these seeds of hope and love and peace and justice in the fields of life's ordinary landscapes. But every once in a while, those rhythms of God's automatic kingdom take those seeds and produce an extraordinary harvest. Imagine, if you will, there's a church in the middle of a worship service. They're singing a hymn before about to take communion. And as they sing the refrain of that final verse, a homeless family walks through the door with their dog. On their backs are stuffed backpacks. The children are wheeling suitcases. Their faces are tired, worn out, distressed. They start walking down the center aisle. "Excuse me," says the father. "We were walking by and we could hear you singing from the sidewalk. We almost walked past, but I could have sworn it was like God inviting us personally to come through the doors. You see, it has been 2 days since any of us have had anything to eat. And I see there's some bread on your table, and there's a bowl of water. Please, could we use the water to wash up? Can we have some of that bread?" Now the church is frozen. But then, all of a sudden, a deacon stands up and grabs the font and puts it in front of the family as they wash up and the kids start splashing around. And then an elder stands up and walks down and grabs the bread and breaks it and starts ripping off chunks for mom and dad and the children. And the dog's tail's wagging back and forth as the crumbs are all falling to the ground. And everybody is stuffing their faces, and the congregation is just watching and witnessing. And then, without saying a single word, 4 more people get up and they grab the offering plates and they start zigzagging those plates up and down the aisles, and they come forward and they bring whatever they could muster to this family and offer it to them. And then someone else stands up and grabs the cup and hands these children some grape juice, which we know children love. And so the grape juice is running down their faces, and the purple is staining their clothes and all over the carpeting. And finally, the pianist stands up and comes over to the piano and starts playing, "Together we serve, united in love, inviting God's world to the glorious feast. We work and we pray through sorrow and joy,
extending God's love to the last and the least. And the whole congregation is singing the remarkable words that they sang so many ordinary Sundays. But today, those words are extraordinary. The kingdom of God is like a church whose lives and hearts are so rooted in the soil of the gospel that as the Father walks out the door, he turns around and yells, "Thank you. This is an extraordinary church." And perhaps it is. Or perhaps it is God's ordinary kingdom people being automatic, doing what they are created to do.